My name is Brian Daugherty. I'm a senior editor at Reason Magazine and the author of the new book, Ron Paul's Revolution, The Man and the Movement He Inspired. Though most people who gather under the banner of the modern Tea Party don't know it, Ron Paul and the Ron Paul campaign back in the year 2007 invented the notion of the modern Tea Party. They held their historical record-making money bomb on that day, December 16th in 2007, gathering the largest amount of money that any presidential campaign has ever gathered in one day, and held Tea Party events near various bodies of water across the country. You had Ron Paul himself throwing a barrel marked Iraq War into the water in his home district of Texas. You had Rand Paul, his son, who later became Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky, leading a Tea Party event in 2007 in the city of Boston itself. John Stewart actually said later when defending Ron Paul against his brethren in the media who like to ignore him, when it comes to the Tea Party grassroots, Ron Paul is the man who planted those seeds. He is the real deal, whereas a lot of the modern Tea Partiers are really just moral majoritarians in tri-cornered hats. Ron Paul invented the notion of a populist, activist, modern movement that's transpartisan and isn't only anti-taxes, which, you know, everyone short of the New Republic is, but is actually anti-spending and actually wants to shrink government. The problem, as Ron Paul himself will tell modern Tea Partiers, is that they've ignored the foreign policy part of the equation, that if you want to shrink government, you need to shrink the part of government that is bankrupting us overseas with these expensive and ruinous foreign interventions as well. One of Ron Paul's greatest political successes has been popularizing popular discontent against the Federal Reserve. These monetary policy issues have been Ron Paul's pet concern since he first entered Congress in the 1970s. His background in Austrian economics has led him to believe that having this government entity, the Federal Reserve, and giving it unlimited power to create currency willy-nilly is going to create booms and busts. And he saw as early as 2001, 2002, that the Federal Reserve was creating a housing bubble that was going to pop in ways that were going to be very dangerous to the American economy. Ron Paul fans love sending you to YouTube videos from early in the 21st century where Ron Paul is predicting the housing bubble and the ruinous effects it was going to have on the economy. This opposition to the Federal Reserve used to be an extremely eccentric position on the American political landscape. This year in Republican candidate debates, you had Newt Gingrich sounding almost more anti-Fed than Ron Paul himself. You had Rick Perry talking about holding Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke up for treason. Ron Paul finally succeeded in getting his Audit the Fed bill, which he's been introducing for decades, through the House of Representatives. He got every single Republican to support it and enough Democrats to support it to actually get it in a bill that came out of the House. It did not succeed in passing, but the notion that the Federal Reserve's power to inflate is dangerous to the American economy is now widely understood, not only by economists, but by lay people as well. And I think this has been one of Ron Paul's greatest political successes.